شكرا للسيد الرئيس. في البداية اسمحوا لي باسم
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, in the name of the Algerian delegation, would like to congratulate you for your election as a chairperson rapporteur for the DDPA working group, and we are confident that you will conduct the business of this working group effectively so that we can reach conclusions and recommendations that are actionable and implementable and that will reach an effective implementation of the DPPA. We would like to reiterate the importance of implementing the DDPA, given that it's the sole document at the UN level that pertains to racism and racial discrimination at the national and regional and international level. The DDPA is practical and is aspirational, and it can be effective in ensuring reparation and restitution against the scourge of racism. This is why the DDPA and its working group needs to continue to commit to the implementation of the Durban Declaration of Plan of Action. And my delegation would like to shed light on the continuing repercussions of colonialism and systemic forms of racism and inequality in terms of economic opportunity that emanated from that are preventative of the full enjoyment of human rights. And the international community needs to redouble its efforts to counter continuing colonialism and to work against these phenomena and to elevate human rights, particularly the inviolable and inalienable rights of occupied and colonized populations. The DDPA has established a connection between the history of colonialism and racism and racial discrimination and xenophobia. And this is why people of African descent have been victims of colonialism and still are. And when it comes to reparation, there are some countries have presented compensation for the grave violations that have been perpetrated against certain peoples due to slavery and discrimination and other forms of intolerance. And we would like for the international community to show responsibility and show remorse and present apologies for the victims and ensure reparations, because this is the only way for us to ensure dignity and equality for all. Madam Chairperson, Algeria has shouldered the responsibility of furthering tolerance and steering away from xenophobia and religious extremism, and it has adopted legislative processes, including the ones pertaining to racial discrimination and xenophobia, with the creation of an observatory for the analysis of various forms of hate discourse and related intolerance forms. Thank you.